Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
And Commerce Community Cares right in the middle of their big fundraising campaign, which we're going to talk about here in a few moments, but you have a guest with you today.
I do. I'm very proud to have here one of our local finest. Angela Price is with the Commerce Police Department, and she manages the program that we funded last year called CHAOS.
Angela, thanks for sitting down with us again this morning, or for the first time, I guess, for you to do that. CHAOS, what does that stand for?
Well, it's very nice to be here. Thanks for the opportunity. And CHAOS is a great summer youth program that we have in our police department. It's called, stands for Commerce Helping Adolescents Overcome and Succeed.
Aha. Uh-huh. And you all have been, you've been going through that program just as in the past few days.
We have. It's a 10-week program.
10-week program.
10 weeks, yes. We meet every Thursday from 9 to 4 and have a great time talking about different aspects and educating each other about their world and ours.
What age kids?
They are ages between 12 and 17.
So pretty much teenage kids.
Teenage children, yes.
And it's an all-summer program.
All summer. It started June 1st, and the last day will be August 3rd, just this next Thursday.
Some of this takes place, I guess, in a classroom, but you have them involved in things, don't you? You have projects for them to do?
I do. We have different organizations do come and talk to the children about different opportunities and things that are going on in their departments. But we also do community service projects. One of the things they did was beautification for the animal shelter. So they planted shrubs in front of there. And then they also had to oversee some of the projects. Well, not some, but all the projects of the previous CHAOS organizations. So they took care of all of those. They had to repair anything that was broken, and whether it had to be painted or glued.
That's interesting. So it carries over from year
yes.
to year that way.
Yes.
Yeah. The kids I know did some, as I recall, a year or two ago, they did some trash cans.
They did.
Yeah. And so, and they painted them, and you did some maintenance on
we
those.
We had to do quite a bit of maintenance this year.
Yeah. Excellent. How many kids this year?
This year we had 14.
That's a good number.
It's a very good number. So I was very pleased. We had actually more high school students this year than we did junior high.
Good. What do you think the kids gain from the program, and what do the police gain from the program?
Well, the kids gained a lot of opportunity to get to know who we are, what the police department does.
Mm-hmm.
They also have an opportunity to see the different parts of our department as well as the city. They got to engage with multiple agencies that serve Hunt County. As far as us as law enforcement, it was great. It was an opportunity for us to get to see them, have some one-on-one time, get to know what's going on with them, and share what we do, and listen to what they had to say and how they perceived law enforcement and what they wanted to see us do in our community.
So some two-way communication taking
absolutely.
Place there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very interactive.
Yeah. We're talking with Angela Price with the Commerce Police, and in particular about the CHAOS program for kids 12 to 17. Also, Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares is sitting in with us here. And, of course, Commerce Community Cares funds CHAOS.
We do. And this is a perfect illustration of what makes our organization unique. Our organization looks at the effect that they have on our local community and the number of people they serve, and especially when it concerns youth. And so Officer Price is a perfect example of those organizations that we really look to serve. And right now we are asking organizations in our community that if you want to come and be vetted with our committee, you're welcome to come by the Chamber of Commerce, pick up an application, and we will interview you to see if your organization fits our bylaws, and if so, we will put you in our list to fund you for our 2018 campaign. Actually, it's the citizens of this great community that are funding you.
Right.
We are just the conduit.
Yeah. And August 8th is the deadline?
August 8th.
Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares, Angela Price with the Commerce Police Department. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
All right. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.